This is CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Pooja is back from vacation in Mexico, and I have one burning question for her. Did she clap when the plane landed with all that's happened? We'll chat about it next.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we should find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a glass. 'Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young. So bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Another mild day for us, and with that comes the slush. Make sure you prepare for that as you're walking around today and driving around. Good morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Pooj, you just got back from Mexico, and I only have one question for you. Did you vacation? Or did you vacation?
You know I vacation.
Yes.
And that just involved a whole lot of doing nothing, catching up on sleep, just really, you know, taking in and soaking in the sun because of the weather we're having here. And we had those back-to-back storms. And I had a cold for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You sound a little better now.
Oh,
finally.
It's all reverse. It's amazing what a couple days off.
Cancun will do that to you.
Yeah, right? Maybe I got to do that more often. I don't know. But my husband was there for business. I tagged along and it was great. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So I was thinking about you when you flew out on Wednesday, because with everything that just happened with that Delta flight.
Yes.
Like, I don't have a flight coming up anytime soon, but I'm thinking, like, were you a little nervous with the landing? What was the vibe on the plane?
I'm not going to lie. I did think about it because I felt for all those passengers who were in that plane. You can imagine the way people described it is they were like bats hanging upside down. You don't get that thought or that feeling out of your head, especially when you're on a plane. So, of course, I thought about it. But then I remembered, okay, these things don't happen often. And, you know, you trust the pilots and you trust the staff. They all know what they're doing and you trust their record. So that was quickly eliminated. But one of the things I thought is, now that we know what happened with that, will people start clapping again? Because a safe landing is something maybe we just take for granted.
Right, the clapping when you land.
Mm-hmm. There are those people who do it. You've met them.
It happens once in a while, but I'd say it feels like the exception, not the rule. So you're wondering, do we go back to a society of, like, now where clapping becomes more common when you land?
Yeah, because, you know, we are grateful for a safe landing.
Right. I will say I'm not inherently a clapper when the plane lands, but I'm more open to that than clapping when, like, a movie ends in the theater.
Really?
People do that, and that's weird to me. I'm like, they didn't act it out. This wasn't live theater. This is a film that was made, like, 2 years ago, and we're watching it in theater.
Interesting. I don't find that weird at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I find that super. It's not a live performance, whereas you could argue what the pilot just did was a live performance. He just landed you safely.
Okay, so guess what? I actually recorded the landing, okay? And I have it. I will play it for you later.
You have the audio.
I have the audio.
Did they didn't they?
Well, I will play it for you in a little bit. But first, let's find out from you how you feel about it.
Five calls. Decide it all.
I think you should decide before I tell you what happened.
Okay.
Should we be clapping when the plane lands?
Yes or no? Five calls decide it all. Should we be clapping when the plane lands? Give us a call. 416-872-CHFI.
98.1 CHFI. It's a Pooja and Gurdeep show. Coming up, more music from Pink and Steve Winwood. Also, do you clap when the plane lands? Are you going to start clapping? Are you going to lead it? Are you going to join in? So much to talk about. Five calls, decide it all.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Lena Balka. Well, the snow clearing continues in the overnight hours. Eastbound 401 east of the Allen in the collectors. Two right lanes are blocked off. It looks like they're getting some snow clearing done there. And also westbound 403 west of Cawthra, right lanes blocked off, likely for snow clearing. Northbound Walker's Ramp to the westbound QEW, they've closed that off because of a stalled vehicle. Looking for local options at the grocery store? Start in the yogurt aisle with Activia and Oikos, prepared in Canada with 100% Canadian milk. Thank you for choosing local products.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Last time the Ontario Liberals were in power, they created hallway medicine. They opened the door to selling off our healthcare for parts. And they're in the pockets of the same wealthy insiders as Doug Ford. But despite all that, the current Ontario Liberal leader says her party invested too much in healthcare while in power. We can't trust them to fix healthcare. They're out of ideas and out of touch. The Ontario Liberals aren't on your side. To defeat Doug Ford, we need new leadership and new ideas. Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
Gurdeep Ahluwalia here for California Closets. Canadian owned and operated California Closets, I might add. So the free design consultation and the 3D mockups of my new linen closet and front hallway closet are in. They look awesome. And the next step is for me to head into the California Closet showroom so I can pick all the materials, colors, and finishes. That's when it starts to feel real. Canadian owned and operated, serving Ontario since 1998. Schedule your free design consultation at californiaclosets.ca.
Itching to head outside as the weather warms up? Just remember, when it's 0 degrees and above, you and your pets aren't the only ones active. For the health of the whole family, make sure you're offering your dog or cat the protection they need. Talk to your veterinarian about all-in-one options today and visit NextGuard.ca for some great savings. That's NextGuard, N-E-X-G-A-R-D.
When you sit on your Aeroplan points, it's like you're sitting on your next trip, like a sunny getaway by the sea. But instead, you're sitting on your Aeroplan points. So the only sea you get to sit in is a sea of traffic. Use your points and go from smelling your Ocean Breeze air freshener to smelling the ocean breeze. Ah, so stop sitting on your next trip and start enjoying your Aeroplan points.
Roll Up to Win is back at Tim Hortons, and you've got a shot at millions of prizes, like a $1,000 Rakuten cash prize or a free Tim's coffee or donut. Play on the Tim's app until March 23rd. Rules apply, Canada only. No purchase necessary. Visit the Tim's app for details.
Discover more value than ever at Loblaws. This week, get a whole chicken for just $1.99 a pound. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday, February 26th. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Mondays on City TV.
I'm excited to get engaged. I'm excited to be with my person.
Grant is on a journey to find his wife.
Grant is everything a girl would want in their future husband.
But the competition is fierce.
One of these women is being deceitful.
You backstab me.
Who will fight the hardest to win his heart?
How much attention do you need?
I shot my shot.
I guess I'm crazy and evil.
The Bachelor. Mondays, 8, 7 Central on City TV. Or stream it on City TV Plus.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen. You could Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back.
I've got to say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to...
What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396, only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Missing your favorite Food Network shows? Get them on Rogers Xfinity TV. Like the battle-tested blenders of Beef Bobby Flay. The rise or fall of cake in Kids Baking Championship.
Let's light this place up!
And that? Well, that's Guy Fieri. You've probably heard of him. Food Network features all new episodes of the big shows and celebrity chefs you know and love. It's sure to leave a good taste in your mouth.
It's dynamite. This is so good.
Food Network. Get the latest on Rogers Xfinity.
Waking up with the Pooja and Pradeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
Should you clap on planes when landing? Yes or no? Five calls decide it all, and we're getting to your votes next.
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me we'd be around. Uh-huh. That's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, huh? That's right.
Good morning. If you own a house, you've probably got a lot more of your property back as a bunch of that snow starts to melt. But it's a goopy mess. 4 degrees right now.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
So I'm back from vacation, and one of the things I was wondering on the plane, whether I was taking off or landing, I flew to Cancun, would people clap at the landing, given everything that's happened recently? Are we are we maybe taking it for granted that, you know, we land safely all the time and there's more of an appreciation for the pilots and the staff after everything that happened?
Was it a Delta flight by chance?
No, it was not.
It was not a Delta flight.
No, it was not. It was an Air Canada flight. But this is what happened. I took a recording of it.
Welcome to Cancun. The local time is 11:11 p.m. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened and your personal items stowed until the seatbelt sign has been turned off.
That is quieter than the platinum section at a Leaf game.
It was
what?
So quiet.
No cheering at all.
No, nobody clapped. And then I thought, okay, maybe that's because it was a later flight. But when I flew back yesterday, back into Toronto, also no clapping.
Okay. And we want to know, should we be clapping again when the plane lands, given everything that's happened?
Five calls.
Decided all.
You tell us. You know, maybe you always have been a clapper. Maybe you're willing to get on the bandwagon and start clapping. Maybe you're not going to be the leader, but maybe you'll join in.
That's a lot of us, I think. I'll follow. I'm not going to lead a clap. Should we be clapping when the plane lands? Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
Yeah, you tell us. Let's go to Cecilia.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I'm originally from South America, from Uruguay, and this is normal practice for us. Every time we landed in Uruguay, this is normal practice. Everyone does it.
Nice. Okay.
That's good to know. Your vote's been counted. Thanks, Cecilia.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Jim from Scarborough. So what do you think? Should we be clapping when the plane lands?
No.
How come?
He did his job.
Right. That's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah. Nobody claps when I'm done my job. What would it feel like when you sign off and say, this is Pooja and Gurdeep, have a great weekend, goodbye, and everybody goes...
That'd be kind of nice. I would like that.
Wait, guys, you aren't clapping? I pictured you clapping.
No, I don't want you to go.
Oh, that's awesome. Jim, your vote has been counted. Thank you for the call.
Have a great day.
You too. Michelle from Toronto, so what do you think about clapping on planes? Yes or no?
We always do.
Really?
Yes. It's just basically to thank the pilot. Thanks. We had a great flight. And thank goodness, you know, we're okay. We're all safe.
What if the flight wasn't so great? What if your meal was cold, little turbulence, long lineup for the bathroom? You still giving it some claps?
I'm still clapping for the pilot.
Okay.
Nice.
That's fair. Your vote's been counted. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks.
So, Gary from Uxbridge, do you clap or should we be clapping when planes land?
No, we should. Well, you can clap if you want, but you know what? I'm sorry. You have one job to do. Do that job. Get that plane on the ground. That's it.
Okay, so team no clap.
Yeah, no, there's no need to clap. They get paid good bucks, okay?
Okay, Gary, your vote's been counted.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, have a good one. Bye.
Kelly from Coburg, so what do you think? Should we be clapping when the plane lands, yes or no?
Well, I just got back from Panama on Friday, and I clapped, that's for sure. They take our life into their hands, and when we landed safely, I was enthusiastic, so of course I clapped.
And nice. Was it contagious when you started? Did everyone else clap, or how did it go?
Oh, yeah. After the week we had with all the flights and the weathers, I think everybody was just super thrilled, and the whole plane clapped.
Nice.
Okay, love that. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
3-2 final score. 3-2 saying, yes, we should be clapping again.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, nobody was on my flight, but next time I will be the leader. I will be the leader and I will start the clapping.
Okay, make sure you record it.
Thank you.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Lots coming up. We got Celine Dion and Shakira in the next block. Way down the road at 7 o'clock, CHFI Perfect Recall. Your chance to win your share of $50,000. It's so easy. And news coming up on the other side.
98.1 CHFI.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save on Canada's most reliable internet. Get...
goods were on schedule to go ahead next week. He had delayed the 25% tariffs for 1 month after Canada agreed to introduce new security measures at our border. As the suspense slowly builds at the White Lotus in Thailand, HBO viewers are hooked. Viewership for last week's second episode of season 3 shot up 40% from the premiere, up to 3.4 million same-day viewers. The first episode last week was already way up from the season 2 premiere, and if that pace keeps up, season 3 could become the most watched of the anthology. It's the twin battles of Beantown tonight. On the ice, the Leafs heading to Boston for a face-off with the Bruins. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Then the Raptors play host to the Boston Celtics at Scotiabank Arena. That also getting underway at 7. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy all day with a chance of showers or drizzle. The high reaching 6 degrees.
Love.
37, 3 degrees. Nice to not be dealing with frigid temperatures. Our high today, 5 degrees, just a slight chance of showers.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
I was hanging out with the fellas recently, and this is my group of friends. We get into deep conversations quite a while, and we're standing out on a balcony and kind of looking out at a beautiful setting. And
the opposite of what you do on the show with me.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, all shallow area here. I'm trying to bring some of the depth to this show right here with this conversation.
Thank you. Yes.
So we were just talking, you know, all my friends are in their 40s, like me, and they're mostly married, kids, and they're all going through different things, and we share all these things with each other. And someone brought up the idea of the midlife crisis and joked about, like, oh, it's time to get a tattoo and a Harley. And I just thought about it. I'm like, you know, my friends, they're thriving. I'm really proud of them. They're all doing well. I feel like I'm pretty happy with where I'm at in my life. So I'm like, who came up with this idea of a midlife crisis? And then I got thinking, why don't we rebrand the midlife crisis? Like, why is something youthful in your 40s or 50s considered a quote-unquote crisis? Like, why can't doing something youthful when you're older be thought of as getting in touch with your inner child, having a recess attitude, being young at heart?
Why do
we have to label it a crisis just because you're doing something youthful and you're a certain age?
And they've done all sorts of studies on, like, play and how important it is to keep on playing. And, you know, after a certain age, you stop. And then maybe with, like, kids and grandkids, you start again. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with, like, going back to things that excite you? Some could argue, I heard a comedian say this once, it's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife Christmas. They're like, my mortgage is pretty much paid off, I got a sports car, you know, I've got all this disposable income, I can just focus on me.
Yeah, you have the wisdom and knowledge of, like, all those years lived and all those mistakes you've made that you're not going to make again.
Yes, that's why, like, I've been seeing this around as well, midlife clarity.
Midlife clarity, that's a good one.
I just turned 46, I think I'm definitely in the midlife category now. I think I have more clarity now than I've ever had, right? Yeah. Like, you figure out who you are, you figure out, like, who's important to you, the people you want in your life. There's so much clarity that comes with middle age. So, yeah, crisis, I don't feel like I'm in crisis.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm 41, I guess I'm midlife. I don't know how long we're all going to be living. Maybe we'll all live till 100, we're not even at midlife yet.
True.
Who knows, knocking on wood. I just think it's time to rebrand the midlife crisis, and we want to hear from you. Midlife clarity is a great one, midlife Christmas is a good one. A text coming in here from Lisa in Mississauga saying, how about the midlife glow up?
Ooh.
It's not a crisis, it's a transformation.
I like
that. This is what I'm talking about, Lisa. You get the assignment. We want you to rebrand the midlife crisis for us. How should we be viewing midlife? How do you view midlife?
I love this. The only thing I will say is that if, like, think before you get the tattoo saying, this is my midlife glow up. Maybe think twice before that.
Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. We're rebranding the midlife crisis.
No fighting. We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasso.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. Attraction,
redemption.
Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing.
And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it, so you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your joy. And then let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see us perfect. If I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Just see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's ever too hard to explain.
Let's go.
Barranquilla se baila así.
Sí. En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah, she's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club, Jizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
CHFI traffic. I'm Helena Balka. We've had quite a few crews overnight removing snow, but it looks like they've pretty much wrapped up for the night in most areas. Westbound on the 403, though, at Huron-Terrio, the right lane is blocked. They're telling us it's road conditions, but likely it's something to do with the snow, I would guess. In terms of construction on the 407, we did have some ramp closures, but it looks like they're just wrapping up all of the 407 construction. Looking for local options at the grocery store? Start in the yogurt aisle with Activia and Oikos, prepared in Canada with 100% Canadian milk. Thank you for choosing local product.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Eastside Mario's knows you've heard of shrinkflation. But with everyday all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and garlic home loaf, welcome to Eatflation.
Eastside Mario's, hey, bada boom, bada bing.
Special announcement, Thursday only. It's the Great Canadian One Day Sale at The Brick. Get 35% off furniture. Select TVs are below cost. Save the tax when you buy two or more major kitchen appliances and get free local delivery. Plus, take 50 months to pay with no interest. A sale this big can only last 24 hours. Thursday only at The Brick. Saving you more. OAC, taxes, fees, and other charges due at time of purchase. Some conditions apply. See TheBrick.com for details.
Green Park's newest creation, Aquanova Condos, is set to energize the Mississauga skyline and waterfront. Inspired by the vibrant energy, celebrates the harmony of community and culture by creating a symphony between nature and modern living. Condos at Aquanova start from the low 500s. This is your chance. Register now. Green Park, the people's builder.
Tonight, Donald Trump throwing Canada into chaos.
Yeah. President-elect Trump still threatened 25% tariffs on Canadian imports.
I'm so sick of his threats.
He's unpredictable. I'm worried about what it's going to mean here for people's jobs.
You know, Justin Trudeau and the Liberals left us high and dry, too.
And there is another top Canadian official taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
Now he gets it. Doug Ford gets it.
We need to vote PC.
A message from the Ontario PC Party.
Whoa, it's freezing in here.
My old furnace is acting up. Want a blanket?
You should take advantage of Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning's annual off-season sale. With discounts and government rebates, you can get over $10,000 off a new cold climate heat pump. It heats and cools your home efficiently, saving you money every month.
Goodbye blankets, hello savings.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Atlas Care today for this limited time offer and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved. Oh.
9 rentals completed and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be.
With the Cintas Apparel Program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Brandon or Ayla, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
Doctor formulated, proudly Canadian, whole food supplements at a TSC Showstopper price. Save 25% on Vitatree 60-Day Magnesium or Calcium on February 26th at TSC.ca. It's our lowest price of the year on these sugar-free, vegetarian-friendly essentials that support a balanced, healthy lifestyle. Save 25% on Vitatree 60-Day Magnesium or Calcium, the best offer of the day on February 26th. Shop exciting offers every day at TSC.ca.
His only show in Canada in 2025. Billy Joel in concert. Saturday, March 15th. One special evening at Rogers Center. The first time in Toronto in over 10 years.
And the piano sounds like a carnival.
Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Saturday, March 15th. Don't miss Billy Joel.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
Good morning. This is a day to I know, easier said than done for some of us, myself included. We're going to tell you what day it is after Michael Jackson.
Your word is mine. Okay, you're right. Just show your face. Throughout the night. I'm telling you on how I feel. Gonna fix your mind. Don't you dare. Jump on. Jump on. Get on me. Watch your mouth. I know your game, but you're about. When you say the sky's the limit, and you mean this way too. I'm a friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to find it. Because I'm bad, I'm bad. Jump on, you know I'm bad. I'm bad, you know it. You know I'm bad, I'm bad. Jump on, you know. And the whole world has to listen right now. Just to tell you.
53, 3 degrees on this Tuesday morning.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
It's National Quiet Day.
Ooh, who invented this one? The library?
Yes. I have never heard of this day. I don't know how to be quiet. I've tried. In fact, my sister has asked me as like an experiment. She's like, have you ever just tried to be silent in a conversation? I'm like, what do you mean? It's a conversation. It's supposed to go back and forth. She's like, yeah, but have you ever just tried to like sit in the silence? So, you know, just be okay with silence in a conversation.
Is this just a way a big sister gets a little sister to shut up when she's being annoying?
Cause probably.
I think I've heard this from my brother
probably,
too.
Probably, yeah. There's probably a little bit of that, but I've tried it in scenarios where, you know, in a social situation where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask the questions because my instinct is to keep asking questions because it's almost like the reporter in me.
Yeah,
it's the curiosity factor.
You're curious like a cat.
Yes. So I tried not to do that, just to like let it breathe and be silent.
And how'd it go?
It did not go well. It was so awkward. I realized if I don't ask questions, they don't either.
It's just dead air?
Yes.
See, that is, it really depends on the person you're conversing with. Are they a conversationalist? Do you have to, if you find you're carrying the conversation in most of your interactions, the silence thing is not going to work.
It's just like awkward.
A dance. In dancing, someone leads, someone follows.
Yes.
If you're generally the leader in the conversation, being silent is, like, again, I've got this friend group where they're all like alpha types. So I find with them, I can be very quiet. In fact, sometimes on vacation with these guys, I don't actually say that much because they're all.
You?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy, right? And then with my other group of friends, I am the chatterbox. I'm the one leading the conversation. So you wear different hats.
Right.
But it is kind of nice to sit back and not have to talk as much. It is like a verbal vacation.
Yeah. I mean, like if you talk about the dance, I mean, I was like doing the running man solo.
Your emphasis on man always confounds me. The running man.
I was doing the running man.
Maybe you should be quiet for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody agrees. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. The problem. It's me.
continues at 3 degrees. I say thaw weird. Thaw out. That's a weird one to say. 3 degrees. Let's get your news.
Good morning. I'm Scott Burnett. It's official. The Liberal Party of Canada has disqualified Ruby Dalla from the leadership race. The former MP was kicked out of the race on Friday after the party's vote committee said she had violated multiple campaign rules. Dalla did appeal the decision, but the Liberals' permanent appeals committee confirmed the decision to kick her out of the race. Dalla rejected the decision, calling the allegations against her false and fabricated. Some confused and angered Canadians are taking to social media, wondering why Google Maps has listed some provincial parks as state parks. Google says it didn't make any recent changes and is working to update those labels to avoid any confusion. The company pointing to a 2024 update that added the state park designation to its back-end system. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement in lab tests. He has resumed some work activities, including calling a parish in Gaza City that he has kept in touch with since the war there began. The Vatican's evening bulletin was more upbeat than in recent days, saying the 88-year-old Francis, suffering from pneumonia, hadn't had any more respiratory crises. The Leafs and Bruins in Beantown tonight. The Buds winning 5 of their last 6. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Speaking of Boston, the Raptors are taking on the Celtics tonight at Scotiabank Arena. Tip off there also 7 o'clock. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy all day with a chance of showers or drizzle. The high reaching 6 degrees. That chance for rain continues this evening. Your overnight low -4, feeling like -7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. The high +3. I'm Scott Burnett.